Good afternoon. I would like to call the House Judiciary Committee meeting to order. Today is Friday, April 21st, and let the record reflect it is 1:17 p.m. Today we have present Representative Johnson, Representative Groh, Representative Carpenter, Representative Gray, and myself, Chair Vance. I would like to remind committee members and those in the audience to please silence your cell phones. The staff assisting us today is Sophia Tenney, Talia Ames, and Suniva St. Clair. Thank you for your work today. On today's agenda, the committee will hear House Bill 68, Crime of Sex and Human Trafficking, from the governor as presented by the Criminal Division of the Alaska Department of Law. And we will be taking up the further amendments that have come in from legislative legal. You should have before you the list of amendments, and there is one currently being printed to add to that list. It is my will to take up these amendments for consideration and move the bill today. Today is the day that we can finish this work and get it moving to the Finance Committee. So I would like to invite Ms. Schroeder to the table for any questions. Well, actually, you have a little bit of time. I think brief at ease, please. back on the record. We now have amendment number 9 that is before the committee members. So we are now taking up amendment number 5. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move amendment number 5, work order 33-GH1029/S10. This is Representative Carpenter for the record.
This is Representative Groh. Object to purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Representative Groh. I would now invite Jake Almeida, my chief of staff, to the table to explain amendment number 5.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Jake Almeida, chief of staff to Rep Vance. Amendment number 5, S.10 before you, is an educational amendment. This is requested by the chair. The amendment amends current statute 1403.016, and this is a requirement for K through 12 education to have sexual abuse and sexual assault awareness prevention training. And what the amendment is doing is adding sex and human trafficking to that curriculum. And it is also enhancing the curriculum. And most of those changes are found on page 2. So I will just quickly walk through 1433.55 is a lot of the changes amended in current statute of what the curriculum is to look like. The policy and training adopted under this section must include an age-appropriate and trauma-informed approach, warning signs of sexual abuse of a child, grooming, attempted sex trafficking, and attempted human trafficking, referral and resource information, available student counseling and educational support, information related to safe online practices and warning signs of grooming and attempted sex trafficking and human trafficking through electronic means, and then actions that a child may take to prevent and report sex and human trafficking, sexual abuse, or sexual assault. And the policy and training should be a scalable, repeatable program and have a use of evidence-based best practices. So those are the main changes that we're doing in this amendment, is we're amending statute that has been on the books since 2015. That only tailored to K through 12, a requirement for K through 12 education for sexual abuse and sexual assault prevention and awareness. And we're amending that existing law to add human and sex trafficking and slightly enhance how the curriculum will be enforced. And that is the amendment.
Any questions from committee members? Representative Gray.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I think this is a good idea. What I'm curious about is I just want to make sure that we have discussed it with the Department of Education, that school districts understand what would be involved in adding this to the curriculum. I assume there would be a fiscal note associated with teaching this to the new employees and teachers and sort of getting that up and running. And I just want more information about where we stand as far as how much this will cost and who will be developing the curriculum and how that will happen.
Thank you, Representative Gray. The Speak Up curriculum that we sent you is the curriculum that I had in mind. And currently, it would not come with an additional fiscal note because it is something that they are providing and will train the trainers. Ms. Stacy Yates of my house is already training parents through IDEA this fall so that it can get to the homeschool community through those parents and teachers. So I do intend to have further conversation with Deed on what this looks like. We did ask the drafter if this would create an additional class time. It does not. It can be all inclusive into the same class time as the current statute requirement. One other thing that we did is the effective date gives the schools another year after the passage of the bill to be able to get caught up on this material, and also allows for parents to have the information when they are notified and choose to opt out. They will be given an outline of what the material is so that we're educating the parents at the same time.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, I support it. I just would like to hear from Deed. I'd like them to say, we like this. This is a good idea. Go ahead. And like, we're very comfortable with this.
That's going to have to be another conversation, but I do understand where you're coming from on that.
I'm just going to throw this out there, Madam Chair, that I would be happy to co-sponsor a bill that did this. It could be a committee bill. I feel a little rushed about having to add this to a bill that we've been working on for a very long time to be added on at the last minute. Again, I support this. I'm happy to I'm happy to do it as a committee bill and to support it. But I think that that would just allow us to hear from some of the stakeholders and have their buy-in and support. That's just kind of where I'm coming from.
Okay. Any other members? Representative Groh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Looked up the statute online because I saw the statute book was in use. And so on section 43 of this within Amendment 5, I was just interested in what requirements we were exempting when in terms of D1. And it turns out that there is a lower requirements to teach this than there are in some other areas. And so that's why this is added. But I do share Representative Gray's concerns that I think this is an important matter. It sounds like a good idea to me. I'd like to learn more about what experts think about it as well.
For the section 43 on what the requirements do not apply to, it does not apply to the sex ed curriculum.
Right. Yeah. And that's, yeah. Thank you. And like I said, I looked it up online because I thank the staff for handing it to me. That's the same thing that I read online. Right. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments from committee members on amendment number 5? Brief at ease. Back on the record. And my apologies. The delay has been trying to get a hold of different legal services and education, and their services are being utilized elsewhere. The phone lines are full, and in the sake of proper due process and allowing everyone to be able to review the amendments and the policy and have the authorities online, different attorneys that we want to be able to speak to these. We are going to hold the bill until Monday. But first, we do have an amendment on the table. Representative Carpenter.
Madam Chair, I withdraw amendment number 5.
Amendment number 5 has been withdrawn so that we have nothing on the table. We can have these for consideration on Monday. My apologies. I again appreciate our legislative legal for all the work that they're doing and getting these to us, but I want to give you time. We can have further deliberations, and hopefully we can have everyone available to speak to. There's a lot of testimony going on. So I thank you for coming, and we will that concludes our business for today. The House Judiciary Committee will meet again.
Madam Chair?
Representative Eastman, you startled me. I would like to let the record reflect that Representative Eastman has joined us. Representative Eastman, do you have comments?
Thank you. Just a question. Wanting to know, when we get back into it on Monday, are we likely to anticipate some of the same crowded phone lines as before, or is Monday going to be easier that way?
Thank you, Representative Eastman. It is my intention to have everyone available and phone lines open. I don't believe that there is going to be the same level of finance testimony at that time so that we can have the few people that we need available.
Very good. Thank you.
So we will again, Representative Gray.
Thank you. Chair, I appreciate the extra time. I'm curious if there is a deadline for amendments to amendments. If, you know, we've got the 49 pages of amendments shortly before meeting, there might be a couple of tweaks that my office might like to offer. Is there a way to do that?
Those would be considered conceptual amendments, and I encourage you to just talk to my office on what you feel is appropriate, and we can get that worked out so that it's clear. And seeing there is no other business, we will bring up House Bill 68 again on Monday, April 24th at 1 p.m. Let the record reflect. It is 1:56 p.m. We are adjourned.